The Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club honors truck drivers who have driven at least 1 million miles accident-free, celebrating over 20 years of rewarding safe drivers. And we're catching up with one of our newest Million Mile Club members, Jimmy Artis, while taking a break from the road, and we're going to ask him about his safe driving record. First of all, Jimmy, congratulations on this milestone. We know that you have a lot of safe miles under your belt, and we appreciate you being here, and welcome to an elite club of drivers who share remarkable safety records and demonstrate superior driving skills. Jimmy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, we're doing great. You and I sat down recently at the Mid-America Trucking Show because, first of all, there's a lot of things to congratulate you on. First of all, as we mentioned a moment ago, your success behind the wheel, but also the fact that you were part of the Citizen Driver Awards contest, and you won. In fact, you're one of the winners. You now have a travel center, a courtesy of Travel Centers of America and Petro. You have a travel center named after you. It's the Jimmy Artis Manning Travel Center in South Carolina. And I happen to know some details about how you folks were chosen, all of the winners were chosen. And so what a terrific honor that is. But there's a long history of Jimmy Artis behind the wheel. So first of all, tell us, for those who don't already know Jimmy, how long have you been driving?
I've been driving for 38 years, Eric.
Yeah.
And during those 38 years, I've racked up 4.3 million miles without an accident.
Wow. This is just terrific. And, you know, Jimmy, I remember the story that you told me. Your uncle teaching you to drive with what you call the yardstick method. I love it. But it was, and I've said this often about drivers with the best records out there, you'll often find that it was somebody who loved them that taught them to drive. So I'd imagine it was probably somebody in your family that first got you interested as a child in trucking. Is that right?
Well, you know, Eric, we were laughing the night I went down to my mother and daddy's, and the Road King magazine had come out, and they hadn't seen it yet, and also the Trucker, and they done a story on me and the Trucker, and, you know, the other seven was in the Road King. And Mama said, you know, son, said, all you ever want to do is drive a truck.
Yeah.
From the time you was old enough to talk, you talked about was trucks, trucks, trucks.
Wow.
And it's been in my blood, I reckon, ever since I come into this world.
Yeah. You know, we didn't talk about this at Mid-America, but talk a little bit about more about your truck and who you drive for and what you do, what you haul.
All right. So I got a 07 379 Peterbilt.
All right.
And I'm currently leased to Cargill Meat Logistics Solutions out of Wichita, Kansas.
Right.
And we haul pork and beef and turkey all over the United States.
Yeah.
As Cargill's, you know, very, very into the food industry.
Right, right.
And so we haul a lot of our own products. We're an in-house carrier.
Yeah, wow. That's terrific. If you were to teach someone like your uncle taught you with, you know, the yardstick set aside. I'm not sure you can legally use that these days. Well, first of all, we have to tell the story. I mean, if you made a mistake, your uncle would wrap your knuckles with a yardstick. You know, he was teaching you not to do what you just did.
That's right. He, when you'd be shifting gear, when I first started to learn, he said, you know, I'm going to be sitting right here beside you, and every time you do something wrong, I'm going to ramp you with this yardstick. And the first couple of gears I grounded, he pounded me with that yardstick.
Mm. Well, and again, that's, you know, this is somebody who loves you that's teaching you because they only want you to be safe. And I know, by the way, we have a lot of great driver trainers these days. If you were a driver trainer and you're trying to share, or maybe you're just, you know, at the Jimmy Artis Travel Center there in South Carolina, and you're sitting down with a driver to have some coffee, a young driver. What would you say to them as your personal safety philosophy behind the wheel?
Well, the first thing I'd tell them is always do a good pre-trip and go over your rig real good, check your air pressures, check all your belts, fluid levels, and, you know, the lugs, make sure all the nuts and stuff are tight.
Right.
Just do a real good pre-trip, and always be aware of your surroundings.
Right, yeah.
You know, check your mirrors regularly when you start moving and see what's behind you. You know, that's just as important. What's coming up behind you is what's in front of you.
Sure.
So always keep a good watch on the road.
Yeah. You know, I hear that a lot from safe drivers. And by the way, we commend you on having over 4 million. How many did you say it was total? Safe miles?
4.3 million.
4.3 million safe miles. That's just so incredible, Jimmy. Well, listen, if you're doing something on the weekend, what do you like to do when you're not on the road? If you're not behind the wheel of a big rig, what are you doing?
Oh, man, I love to hunt, fish, and play golf. And I'm in a bowling league with my wife and bowl. And
yeah.
We just do a lot.
Wow, that's awesome. You're active outside of trucking, and that's terrific. And by the way, I've seen essentially your resume as you know, we were exposed to that during the TA Petro contest, and it was just great reading about you, where you come from, what you like to do, and who you are as a person. Because I've always said, Jimmy, there are so many great stories behind the wheels of big rigs out there. I've been saying this for years. Hollywood doesn't even know it. But if they were to tap into all of these great stories, they would have a gold mine and then some of stories to share with people. And we understand you're a Chevron Delo user. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I'm a Chevron Delo user. I switched over to it a year ago.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you, our friends at Chevron Delo, they have put so much into formulating their engine lubricants. It's just amazing, because I've been actually sitting down with them year after year at shows like GATS and MidAmerica, and talking to them about the formulation, about not only about, you know, their proprietary formulation, but about the job of the engine oil. And it's just incredible how much care they put into their product. What was it that made you switch a year ago?
Well, I had three major engine breakdowns in 7 years.
Yeah.
And my truck come from the factory. I bought this truck brand new, and this was my fifth new truck I had bought. And every one of them had come factory filled with Chevron Delo.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, I got to do some checking and checking on their website and looking at the testimonies of people that's running it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, Peterbilt must know more than I know, because they factory filling their trucks with Chevron Delo at the factory.
Yeah.
That's what I need to be running.
Yeah. Wow.
And so that's what I went to. And not only did I not change the motor oil, I went to everything.
Yeah.
Antifreeze, rear end, transmission, everything is switched over to Chevron now.
Yeah. Wow. That is terrific. And by the way, they do have a great family of products. And we're proud to have them for many years as a sponsor of our Million Mile Club. And, you know, I think it goes back to the old adage that you can tell a safe driver, and I know DOT will tell you this too. They know simply by the look of the truck. They know that if they're walking alongside that truck and they see that everything's in place, that someone who treats their equipment better is going to be a safer driver. Would you agree with that philosophy?
Eric, I agree with that. And I tell you something else that I learned in my years of trucking. You could always tell when you walk up to a truck, the first thing they look at is the tire wear.
Yeah, right.
And they look at the tire depth and all of that. And if you running, you know, you keep up with your equipment and it's not all oily and greasy and everything, 9 times out of 10, you know, they're gonna look at you and just roll you on through.
Yeah.
And I try and stay on top of everything. I do a lot of work myself. And what I don't do, I got a good friend right down the road there, he'll jump in and help me, and that is the key thing. Appearance is everything, and that's how I've got through a lot of DOT checks. You know,
yeah.
They roll me through and just maybe just say, well, we're just going to check your brakes and everything, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, you know, again, I've got some friends who are DOT on the state level, and they will tell you that all day long. And I know drivers with your kind of record, and there are a few of them out there, will say the same thing. Take care of that equipment first. It'll take care of you. Like you mentioned, that pre-trip, that's what it's all about, checking for those things that are wrong. And it's just really great. Jimmy, it's great talking to you again, my friend. It's always a pleasure. And I was so happy and honored to meet you as our friends at TA Petro, you know, honored you with that Citizen Driver Award. And have you been back to that location yet, by the way?
Well, Eric, I have. What was so ironic about this, I hadn't been back to the truck stop since I seen you at the truck show. It was like 3 weeks before I got back home.
Yeah. Wow.
And I had called the manager and told him that I was in the area and I'd like to come by and talk to him. They said, oh, yeah, come by and we got a surprise for you.
Hmm.
And that's all he said.
Yeah.
Well, when I got there, they were putting the signs up on the front of the truck stop. And I'm sitting there, and I got big old tears running down my chin. You know, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow.
And it's an honor to be inducted into this Million Mile Club.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's y'all sponsor. That was another big thing, you know, because I've listened to y'all over the years and called in from time to time. I had two things really happen that week that was really big. And so anyway, the sign builder looked at me and he said, are you this guy? And I said, yeah, I'm the guy. You know, and by that time, everybody come running out the truck stop to congratulate me and everything. And Eric, I just can't thank the TA Petro enough for recognizing us as being outstanding drivers.
Yeah. Yeah,
they went the limit on this thing. I mean, it's big when you come over that bridge and you look over there and you see the Jimmy Artist Travel Center.
Well, I love it. I just love it, Jimmy, and I'm so proud of you. And you know, I'm grateful to be a part of an industry that is more and more recognizing the work that you great drivers do and how valuable you really are. And I know it just scratches the surface in that recognition. But I think it's just terrific that you get to be a part of it and that, you know, we're not saying, you know, wow, well, we remember when we had good drivers in our industry. We're stopping here and now. And we're saying we want to recognize the good, the safe drivers, not only good drivers behind the wheel, but good people off the road. You make this industry better, and that is a fact. And, Jimmy, we want to congratulate you again. As a new member of the Million Mile Club here at Red Eye, and thanks to our sponsors, they include Chevron Dello, Trucker Buddy, Catskill, Motel 6, and Petro Stopping Centers. And we just want to say thank you again, my friend. It was great talking to you, and I know I say this to everyone, but we want you to stay safe, Jimmy, and we'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Eric, it was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to say a few words about TA and Chevron and all of that, because I mean they really mean a lot to me. And you know, TA Petro has been with me throughout my whole trucking career.
Yeah,
and they've
good
always been there. And you know, when they say that they really do care, they do care.
Yeah, they've gone out of their way for drivers. I've seen them do it. They will stop and they will consider every little bit of feedback that they get from their drivers. And I love that about that company. It's just great. A great crew over there. And great talking to you again, Jimmy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Eric, it was a pleasure. And we'll talk to you later.
Red Eye Radio.